The baby? Hey, what's going on? Baby, slow down, baby. You're gonna hyperventilate. Take some deep breaths with me. Okay. All right. Good boy. Now, can you tell me what happened? I'm so sorry that happened to you, baby boy. Nightmares are never fun to deal with. Come here, let me give you a hug. There we go. It's okay, I'm right here. I've got you. That's it. Just keep breathing and lean into me. I'm never gonna let anything bad happen to you. How are you feeling now? Any better? Do you think some kisses would help? Why don't we try that? How's that? Well, judging by your smile, I'd say that did the trick. Now that we're all calmed down, do you want to talk about it? You can tell me when you're ready. I'll always have time to listen to you. Wait, really? Ugh, no wonder you were so shaken up. Jeez, that must have been so scary. Hey, no, let's not start worrying about that again. Breathe with me. There we go. Just remember that you're safe now, okay? That nightmare can't get you. I won't let it hurt you as long as you're here with me. Of course that's not a problem for me. Why would you think that? I don't care that I have work tomorrow. You are my number one priority. Always. Look at me, baby. Look at me. I will stay up as long as I need to in order to make sure that you feel safe. Yes, even if I have to stay up all night long. I can always phone it in for a day at work, but I can't phone in our relationship. You're worth so much more than that. I love you so much, baby boy. And that means that if you have problems, I'm gonna be right here to help you through them. Ugh, baby, you don't need to thank me. Wait, hold on. What did you just call me? Really? Because I could have sworn that you just said, thank you, mommy. Hey, there's no need to be embarrassed, baby. Although, I will admit that your blush was absolutely adorable. Baby, no, that doesn't bother me. Why would it? Oh, there's no way I think that you're weird for calling me that. I mean, I already call you my baby boy. I take care of you, and I'm definitely the more dominant one in our relationship. And hindsight, I'm kind of surprised that you didn't say it sooner. Can you look at me, baby boy? It means a lot to me that you'd call me your mommy. Knowing that you feel safe enough around me to use that language, let's just say I know I'm doing my job correctly. Yeah, I like it. It implies a lot of things. Things like, I'm your protector, your provider, the rock you can always lean on. I love being that person for you, baby. It's honestly an honor. Are you still too flustered to speak? Okay, that's okay. I think we'd both prefer this over panic state that you were in earlier any day. In fact, I think I'd like you to call me mommy more often. Be honest with me, baby boy. Would you like to call me mommy again? Then don't shy away from it. If calling me mommy feels right to you, then just say it. Can you promise me that you won't hold back? Good boy. I think you brought out a whole new side of me, baby boy. A side of me that just kind of wants to spoil you rotten. What have you gotten yourself into? All right, now then, how about we get you back to bed? Mommy's baby boy needs his beauty sleep after all. I know you're still nervous, and that's okay. We'll take things one step at a time. First, let me give you another kiss. Now come lay on my chest. I want to keep you as close as possible to me. Are you comfortable, baby boy? Good. Let mommy's heartbeat ease your worries. Let it soothe your anxieties and chase all those nightmares away. What do you think? Are you safe enough to fall asleep now? What if I tell you a story? Give you something to focus your mind on? All right. Just lay back, relax, and allow yourself to drift into a nice, peaceful sleep. And maybe bear with me a bit. I haven't exactly told you a bedtime story before, so I might be a little bit slow. All right. Once upon a time, in a cabin just beyond the forest, there lived a mommy and her baby boy. Now, mommy was always the protective type. She wanted her baby boy to live a safe and happy life, no matter what. But while she did enjoy keeping her baby boy safe, he was no damsel in distress. He was a strong, intelligent, and very capable man who could do anything he set his mind to. Why, he could even order mommy around if he really wanted to, and she would listen. One day, baby boy decided he wanted to take a nap, and so he did. He slept so long and peacefully until a werewolf from the forest attacked. The werewolves in the forest, they had no love in their hearts. That's why baby boy was their target, because he had more love in his heart than they could ever imagine. But the attack was in vain. Baby boy had woken up to the sound of its horrible, terrible growls and slayed it with his very own hands. After mommy heard this, she had baby boy pack up her things and They moved very far, far away, into a home beyond the mountains. They had settled into their new home behind the mountain, sighing relief that the werewolves wouldn't be able to bother them anymore. And there they stayed for a long while, living in peace. One day, baby boy decided he wanted to take a nap, so he did. He slept so long and so peacefully until a yeti from the mountain attacked. The yetis on the mountain, they also had no love in their hearts. But that's why baby boy was their target. Because, yet again, he had more love in his heart than they could ever imagine. But the attack was in vain. Baby boy had woken up to the sound of its horrible chattering teeth and slayed them with his very own hands. After mommy heard about this, she had again had baby boy pack up his things and move far, far away into a home guarded by the walls of a kingdom. They had settled into their new home inside the kingdom, sighing relief that the yetis wouldn't be able to bother them anymore. And there they stayed for a long while, living in peace. One day, baby boy decided he wanted to take a nap again, and so he did. He slept so long and so peacefully until the king from the castle attacked. The king in the castle, he had no love in his heart. That's why baby boy was his target as well. He had more love in his heart than they could ever imagine. But, like the others, the attack was in vain. Baby boy had woken up to the sounds of his army's boisterous trumpets and wondered why this was happening yet again. He paused for a moment and then came up with a plan to put a stop to this once and for all. He realized the reason behind these attacks. It was the evil in the hearts of the creatures, and he knew just how to banish that evil from the world. He ran to mommy and gave her the biggest hug that he could. Mommy hugged back, and the two of them shared true love's kiss. That kiss was so powerful that it sent shockwaves throughout the world, banishing all evil from every creature in the land. And in doing so, he gained the trust of every person in the kingdom. Because of his noble deed, the king decided to give up his crown, and thus, mommy became the new queen, and baby boy became her prince. They had settled into their new home inside the castle, sighing relief that the evil of the world wouldn't be able to bother them anymore. And there they stayed for a while, living in peace. One day, baby boy decided he wanted to take a nap, and so he did. He slept so long and so peacefully until mommy woke him up with a big, big kiss. The end. Mommy loves you so much, baby.